Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Dalad. Sanhedrin daf Mem Dalad. We are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We'll start 5 lines up at the bottom, Kitanoi. 5 lines up at the bottom, Kitanoi, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So we started to get into the sugya just now of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Because the Gemara says, why weren't Bnei Yisrael punished for Achan's taking of the spoils before they went into Eretz Yisrael? If the Gemara Darshan, that he admitted not only to taking of the spoils from Yericho, but also taking of the spoils of Zman Moshe, so why only was the punishment for all of Klal Yisrael held back, and they were only punished now? So the Gemara said that they weren't punished for the Nistaros, for the hidden acts, until they crossed the Yarden. So the Gemara says, Kitanoi, this is really a Machlokas Tanoim. Whether a fellow Jew is punished for the hidden averos of their brother. Kitanoi. Hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. The nistaros, the hidden things, the hidden averos are only to Hashem. V'haniglos l'anu l'vaneinu adolam. And the niglos, the revealed ones, are for all of Klal Yisrael. Lama nakud alanu u'levaneinu val ayin shebe'ad. Why is it that if you look in the Torah, there are dots on top of all these words? Extra dots there. There aren't nekudos. There are no nekudos in the Torah. And yet there are these dots on top of these words. So dots always are something extra in the Torah, or something missing in the Torah, always teach us something. So we have a Mesorah to write dots on top of these words. Why? Milameid, to teach us, Shlo Anash al Hanistaros, Atra Avri Yisrael as a Yardain. They weren't punished on the Nistaros until Bnei Yisrael went across the Yardain. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That is the first way, the first drush that you use for the dots. Even though it says Nistaros to Hashem and the Niglos to us, but the dots add on that we're also punished on the Nistaros after we cross the Yarden. Amalei Reb Nechemya, Reb Nechemya argues, V'chi Anash al Nistaros La'olam, will Bnei Yisrael, will the fellow Jew ever be punished for my hidden averos? How would they ever know? How would they ever know? Follow Kfar Nemar Ad Olam, and it says, Ad Olam, that this continues forever. The hidden things are for Hashem, period. And only the revealed ones are for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ella, says Reb Nechemya, Kishem Shlo Anash Al Hanistaros, just like Jews are not punished on Hanistaros ever for their fellow man, Kach Lo Anash Al Onshet Shebegalui At Shavar Yisrael Zayardein. The Chiddush is that even the Onshet Shebegalui, which they are punished on, is only after they cross the Yarden. So this is the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. We know the din of Arva started after Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden. That we mentioned last week, the sugya in the achronim of women in Arvus. Women in Arvus mentioned the sheet of the Rosh, who seems to say in Maseches Brachos that women are not included in the concept of Arevus, in the sugya of benching. The question is, do we take the Rosh literally now? Is that true? There's nowhere in Shas that says that women are not included. So what does that mean, that women are not included in Arevus? So some say that maybe it means in one direction. We can be mostly women in mitzvahs, but they cannot be mostly us in mitzvahs. What works in one direction. But that also is difficult. Where does it say that in the Shas? It doesn't say anywhere that women should be different than men in Arevus. It says Rebbe Kiva Eker, he thinks the Rosh doesn't mean it. Really what the Rosh means is that in a mitzvah which they're not shayach to, so then maybe the concept of Arevus doesn't apply. In a specific mitzvah, like benching, the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Chaf, maybe they're not mechuyavos da raisa, because it says Eretz Chemda Tov Urchava, and they might not have gotten a nachla. It says Al Bris Chashachasada Bivsarenu, they're not chayavos in Bris Mila. So it's a limited shita of Arvus that we discussed a couple of days ago in terms of women in Arvus. There was a beautiful, I just saw yesterday, going through some of the Pesach Svarim, in the Rav Chanok Karlin scene, in his Kuntras on Pesach and Shavuos. So in the last article on Isruchag, he talks about the source for Isruchag. Why is there a concept? We could talk about this today because the Shulchan Aruch talks about Isruchag in the first siman in Hilchos Pesach. That's where we talk about Isruchag. Tomorrow, we'll talk about Erev Pesach. So that's the source is for Isruchag. So we could talk it also about it. You don't have to wait till after Yontif. Talk about it before Yontif. So says Rav Chanok Karlinstein, one of the sources for Isruchag is as follows. He quotes a number of sources related to Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. The Tomer Dvora, Rav Moshe Kodavero in Perek Aleph, says, Ki Kol Yisrael Heim She'er Basar Elu Im Elu. Every Jew is She'er Basar, is related to each other. Mipnei Shehaneshamos Kelulos Yachad. Yesh Bazeh Chelek Zeh U'Bazeh Chelek Zeh. We are each a portion of each other. Right? That's Kol Yisrael Arevim. We are all a portion. We are she'er basar to each other. Like the Ritva we mentioned in Hilchos Brachas, we mentioned that also when Arevis came up 2 weeks ago, that we're keguf echad. We're like one guf. And the Maharal says, Mashalo timsa b'shum uma, v'domim la'adam she'im yesh maka be'echad me'evarav shal evara, kol evarav, yesh maka be'echad me'evarav, if there's a wound in one of his limbs, kol evarav margishim. Part of my body hurts, my whole body hurts. Ba'avor she'im guf echad. It's all one guf. That's what kol Yisrael Revim Zalazem means. And therefore he says, on Isruchag, what is the purpose of Isruchag? If some Jews still have Yontif somewhere in the world, then there must be a Ha'ara of the Yontif everywhere in the world. And even though in Eretz Yisrael, as we have the Dinta Oraisa, Me'ikar Hadin, there's only one day of Yontif. Rather, somebody asked me yesterday, isn't it better to have two Sedarim? So I said, God doesn't think so. Hmm. Right? That's the Me'ikar Hadin, that's not what it's supposed to be. Right? Me'ikar Ravana, that's what it came to. Ma'atzveka the Yoma. But says the Rav Chanoch Karlenstein, quoting other sources, if some of Klal Yisrael though have a yantif, and therefore it's yantif in Chutz La'aretz, so that is why there must be some ha'ara of yantif even for the other Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Arevim Zolazem, and that is the source for Isru Chagim. Esal Chelak miKlal Yisrael Adayin Chag Hashvuas Azay Gamet Leinu Adayin Yish Ha'ar Mesuyem Eshal Yantif Zeh. This is the source. The Sechemet also quotes something like this, and he says it expanded. It expanded, right, so according to this, there shouldn't be any Yisruchag for B'nai Chuslaris. The day after Yontav Sheni, the whole purpose of Yisruchag is so that the Jews of Eretz Yisrael are connected, so there are other sources as well. But they, according to this Svara, it wouldn't apply to them. And then he also quotes from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish says that we know in Eretz Yisrael, again based on this first Svara, we don't say Lamnat Seach on Yisruchag. Why not? Why not? So the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying, "Eich yitachein she'etzal achinu she'bechutz la'aretz ze'yantif v'yetzleinu nomar yancha Hashem b'yom sara." Can't be. Can't be a yom sara. Well, some. Why? What's the source of it all? It's Klal Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh. That's the source of it. That's the whole the root of it. And therefore, it can't be that we're saying lamazech. Then he quotes from other Kabbalistic works quoted in Rav Sternbach that says maybe certain halachas start in the fifth hour Friday morning. Certain halachas of Erev Shabbos, you don't have to wait all the way until Chatzos. Why? Because in Australia it's already Shabbos. And therefore, because in Australia is already Shabbos, and therefore there's some idea of Shabbos in the world already, and therefore certain halachos might the aura of Shabbos might kick in certain ways. Okay, but that is all Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, connected to our Gemara. Why would be, like Rabbi Huda says, why would we be punished on the Nistaros? How is it possible that I'm gonna know about the hidden things of my fellow? I should be punished for that? Says the Meiri, Dayane Yisrael v'chachamehem, u'manhigehem, all the rulers and the judges and the Rabbanan of the Jewish people. Tzrichim heim, l'fash peis tamid, v'lachzor v'lachar achamaisib ne'iram. They have to know exactly what's happening amongst their people. Ve'en lahem esnatzlus, kishayasu haro'u yala nigle habal yadam. Look at, they're perfect. Look at them. They look good. No. Tzrichim lachkar uleragel achar hanistaros kefi yecholtam. V'chol misrashlim b'kach hari akol ne'enoshim b'nistarem shel chotim. It's the job of every one of us to try to search out underneath my friend's actions and make sure I know exactly what they're up to, where their spiritual standing is. Shekal Yisrael natzarevim zelazat, mishikib alein brachas uklalos, begrizim ube eval. Right, so that is what we have to know, and we have to try. But obviously, if it's totally beyond my capabilities to realize it, then I'm not going to be punished. But if I can search out and try to work and find it, so then I'm going to be punished. Okay, so that is the Machlokas of Yehuda and Reb Nechemya. Says the Gemara then, if it's true, according to Reb Nechemya, that a person is not punished for the hidden averis of his friend, v'chi ela achan maitama iyanish. So why were all Klal Yisrael punished for the actions of Achan? Yeah, and Achan who took from the spoils in Yericho. So after that, when they went to attack Ai, they were set back. Mishum dahave yadei b'ishtu abanav, because there it was in private. His wife and kids knew. If his wife and his kids knew, then you know, at least three people. At least three people, so it was public. So people knew about it. And therefore, that's why they were all punished. Period. Next two lines, very famous. Chata Yisrael. Chata Yisrael in Yosef Yeshua, it is exclaimed, a Jew has sinned. And the Gemara Darshins, Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Afal Pisha Chata, Yisrael Hu. What do we say? A Jew has sinned. We darshan that even if he sinned, he's still Yisrael. Chata Yisrael. Even though he sinned, he is still a Jew. Amar Rabbi Abba, Haina Darmi Inshi. This is what people say. Asa to Kai Beni Chilfi, an Asa branch, a myrtle branch that is amongst the reeds. Asa Shmei is still called. Its name is Asa. For Asa Karale, people still call it in Asa. These four words of Afal Pisha Chata Yisraelu. Afal Pi is not really one word, but a couple of words. This is the basis for many, many halachos. In the discussions all over, in many area contexts of halacha, can a Yisrael sinner still be considered Jewish? What is the halacha in context A, context B? Many halachas. Avi Shechad Yisrael, what do we say? So first of all, for Kiddushin and Gerushin. Kiddushin and Gerushin, the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin, in the first parak, all quote this to say that a Yisrael Mumar, a heretic Yisrael who gets married, his Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. His Gerushin is a Gerushin. If a Yisrael Mumar is married, then he has to give a get. And even if it's an Apikaris, even if he went off the Derech totally and now he doesn't believe in God anymore, still, Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael Her. For Inyane Ishus, Yisrael Mumar is considered a Jew. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, he would need to give a get. He would need to give if his kedushin would be a kedushin. That is all kedushin and gerushin for Yerusha. That is a major machlokas rishonim. Does a Yisrael Meshumid, does a heretical Jew yarshin his father? Is he considered a guy or not? There's a major machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and others say he is considered a Jew. Others say not. Right? That the that is one machlokas a. Are we shown in the tour? Okay, that is for Yerusha. What other halachas come up? Well, you asked me yesterday about Stam Yenam. So that's a major machlokas for Machmer Lachachila. Stam Yenam, if you have a heretical Jew that opens your bottle of wine, that is not Mavushal. We try to be Machmer because there are many poskim that are Machmer. I think there are poskim that are Mekel, but it's a machlokas. Machlokas Achronim, and therefore we try to be Machmer. What about the Shulchan Aruch discusses, what about for a Mizumin? What about for a Mizumin or a Minyan? So the Shulchan Aruch by Minyan seems to be Mekel. That even an Am Haaretz is allowed to have for a Minyan. The Shulchan Aruch has been Kuf Tzadik test when it comes to benching. Am Haaretz Gamur, Mizamnin Alav Bizman Hazeh. A total Am Haaretz, you make a Zeman with Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because if you look in the Gemara says in Brachas, you're not. The Gemara says Am Haaretz, you're not allowed to be Mizamin with. But an amaris means like a halachic amaris. Somebody does not know halacha. But the Shulchan Aruch says b'zman hazeh, we do it. And therefore, the afilu, this is the Mishnah Berurah talking now, the afilu amaris gomer, she'im bo mikro mishnah, mizamna la b'zman hazeh, she'im hayu parshin mehem, hayu gam heim parshin menat zibur legamre. It's just going to lead them further away if they want to be part of the mizumin. But, says the Mishnah Berurah here, and we also say this for a minyan, if somebody is lahachis, does not believe in God, somebody is not just Stam, he doesn't know anything, he's unaffiliated. And he's a Tinuk Shanishpa. But let's say he knows, and he threw it all away, Bedafka, and he's against, and he doesn't believe, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishahu Rasha Va'osa Averus Befarhesya, Ein Mizamnin Alav. Somebody is a Lahachis person, he threw it away, maybe he grew up and he knew, and he doesn't know anymore? No. Says the Biralacha, Leinyan Zimun, Mistavra, Sha'afilu Avra Avira Achas Befarhesya, Bemazin, Kigon Sha'achal Chazer, Unavela Vitrefa, Shudavra Mefursam, Ein Mizamnin Alav. You don't make a Zimun. Vahatam, the Inyan Zimun, Husha Chiyuva, Ba'i De Mishimitrilis, Kabu Yachal Achilu. You're Miskaber together, Lachil, and you have in mind to bless Hashem. He obviously didn't have any money in mind to bless Hashem. He's not interested in blessing Hashem. What? Somebody who's a lahachas, Nick? Again, you have to know if somebody's a lahachas. If somebody has a halach of Tinuk Shanishba, so then, if somebody never knew, somebody never had the education, so then we wouldn't say this. But if somebody really knows everything, and he grew up with it, and he was in a context, and it could be, gotta ask Shaila. Gotta ask Shaila that in terms of Zimun, saying Shem Hashem, I would say saying Shem Hashem. Saying Shem Hashem is the higher level. Right, 10. If you have 3, I don't know if it would make such a difference. You're not saying Shem Hashem anyway. Not saying Shem Hashem anyway, but it's in terms of saying Shem Hashem would be more of a serious issue. I saw, what did somebody quote it? Somebody had a Lashon. Right, I'm saying, right, Gadol Hashem Iti, Kshem Hashem Ekra, those are the two sources for Zimun in Perek Shlosh HaShachal. Okay, what about one other halacha? What about Chametz in Yonatah Yoma? What about Chametz? So, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Taf Mem Ches, 2 points. Siv Chavav. Number one, you're not allowed to sell your Chametz to a Yisrael Mumar. He's considered a Jew regarding Chametz. Ein Limkar Zachametz L'Mumar. Why? Sha'afal Bishachati Yisraelu. That's what everybody quotes. Ar Gemara. Al Bishachati Yisraelu. Aye, what about Yisrael Mumar's Chametz that was over all of a Pesach? Right, so again, it works L'Chumra and L'Kula. So just like I'm not allowed to sell my Chametz to him, if he has Chametz on Pesach, then I have to treat it as Chametz Sha'avar Lava Pesach that was owned by a Jew, and therefore, I am not allowed to buy from him, right, any stores that are owned by Yisrael Mumar that don't sell their Chametz, not allowed to buy from them until a month later. The Chemso Sha'avar Lava Pesach, Asur Bahana'a, Kechemso Sha Yisrael. So these are all halachas that apply to a Yisrael Mumar. That is in terms of halacha. In terms of hashkafa, let's say you sell Yisrael Mumar, a Mumar Lahachis, a Mumar that's, throughout the generations. This came up by Malshinim, this came up by slanderers, by Mosrim, people who gave over other Jews, people who went over to Christianity. I mean, there are many, all these types of examples. These are serious issues. Are they counted as Jews or not? But all of these people, says the Shur Mosiyana Balacha, Da, Da Afsha Meshumet Shechati Yisraelu, Hainu Dafka Le'inye Melev Sheizkarnu, like Kiddushin and Gerishin and Achla, Avalo Lino Gimo Ba'av of Achva. It doesn't mean they have to love him and give him the most covet in the world. You don't have to give him Shlishi. If Yisrael Meshumid walks away, you might not, I'll be allowed to give him Shlishi. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where the president of a shul was intermarried. And he is a president of a shul. Right? So he wanted a coven. So Rav Moshe said, give him Psicha. That's the most I'll give you. Rav Moshe says, give him Psicha. You know, sometimes Rachman al-Islan, you have certain cases out there in the wide world that you have people who are Rachman al-Islan doing these things. And then he quotes the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos later on, and then we'll continue. The Rambam later on in Chelek says, V'chasher yamin ha'adam yudgimala yisodos hu nichlas b'chla Yisrael. Somebody who believes in the animamins, he's a full Jew. U'mitzvah la'ahava u'larachim alav. V'yafilu asa mashayachom min ha'averis machmas taiva. V'hiskabrus ha'teva ha'garua. It's okay, we all give in to taiva sometimes. Aval kishiniskalka la'adam yisod. Me'ela ha'yisodos. Like not believing in God and not believing that Hashem created the world. Hara yatsa min ha'klal v'kafar be'ikr v'nikra min u'abikaris. U'mitzvah la'sana u'la'abdo. And that's why, and he says, aye, what about the Gemara in Brachas that we know, that our mayor says, Yitamu chatoim velo chotim? No, that applies to people who are chotim machmas taiva. But people who are chotim machmas, I hate God, and people who reject, so then you're allowed to daven that they should be gotten rid of. They should be gotten rid of, not just that the sin should be gotten rid of. So again, this is a balance. Again, to know also who is a Tinok Shenishva and who is somebody who threw it away Lahachis. So who's a Min and who's an Apikaris? That's difficult. In our generation, right, we would say most Poskim would say that most are Tinok Shenishvas. Are there serious Apikarism out there? I would say yes. But most I would say is Tinok Shenishvas because most have not had the upbringing that would give them the proper Ahava and Hakara of Torah Hashem. Okay, let's continue. But that's all Ava Bishachat Yisrael. Continue. Okay, darshaning more words related to Achan. Vigam Avruas Brisi Yashar Tzivisi Osam. This is a continuation of his vidui. Continuation of his vidui that I violated the bris that was commanded. Gam Lachu Min Acherim. And he took from the Cherim. Gam Gunvu, Gam Kachshu, Gam Samu Beklehem, that he stole, he was machish, he denied, he put into his kalim what he wasn't supposed to take, all of these things. Amar Rabbi Lam, Mishum Rabbi Huda ben Bar Misparta, Milamei Shavar Achan al Chamisha Chamshei Torah. Rabbi Achan violated all Chamisha Chamshei Torah, Shenemar Chamisha Gam. It says five Gams here. The Ad Ramah has a beautiful Ha'ara, the Ad Ramah says, each of these come from a different Sefer in the Torah. These five viduyim, these five confessions, come from five averis that he did. He says, Avru, Esbri, right, did we have it yet? We didn't have it yet, we're gonna have it in a minute, that he was Moshe Charlaso, right, he violated Bris Mila, he pulled back his Bris Mila, that's embracious. And then, Vagam Lachum and Acherim, and he took from the Acherim, that's Sefer Vayikra, it says at the end of Vayikra, Akochem Sheyachram, you have to leave for the base of Migdash. And then, Vagam Gonvu, right, it says Lo Signov, in Shmos, right? And then it says v'kam kachashu, right? He denied. He violated what it says in Bamidbar. V'heishav es hashamo b'rosho. And finally, v'gozalasager, and then v'nish v'gam samu b'klayem y'avro mashkasa b'sefer dvarim el kel yichalositein. So he violated chamishah chumshei Torah. Each of these averus are one from what it says in each of the five books. So but it's also
it's a person chay of mita b'beisin for these averus.
Well, I'm sorry. Is one chay of misa? It depends for what. For taking from the chayrim. I mean, so it takes from the chayrim the base of mikdash. It wouldn't be chay of misa. But putting these all together, maybe in a public fashion, and the chil Hashem that was caused, it was harasha. You can see it's harasha. Other harasha. But also, we're going to get to a couple of averus that were mechayiv in misa as well. V'yam Rabbi Ilah Mishra Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bisparta Achan Moshech Bar Laso Haya. He tried to turn back his bris mila. Right? Somebody doesn't do bris mila. It's chayiv karis. K'siv hacha v'gam avru is brisi. V'k'siv hasam is brisi efar. Yeah? I think he was Moshe Charlaso. So he tried to physically cover up his bris and take it away. So to say, Moshe Charlaso. Because sometimes Moshe Charlaso means on a figurative level. He denies the bris of Avram Avinu, the special covenant we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes the Mefarshim explained here, right, Rashi says on the third line, Mashach es or amaso tamid, he every day tried to do it out of Shinish Tarba v'chisa es Rosh Agid. He covered up, he tried to pull up, so he had a foreskin, Kadesh lo yira'e mahol. So he wouldn't look like he had a mila, right, based on the Xavier Shava. So where it says, Pshita, It's obvious that it says brisi. Avro is brisi. It's brisi. That's what bris means. So where it says no, ma the tema b'mitzvei gufei lo pakar. You might say no, it doesn't mean that. It's a gufei. He did averus. He didn't reject mitzvos. He didn't do this. Kamash b'la. No, he even did this. V'chiyasan of all of Israel. That pasuk. So we darshed that. I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Malamei Shabal Achan Nara Hamorasa. Right. Nevala is a reference to Nara Hamorasa living with a married woman. K'siv hacha v'chiyasa nevala v'chiyasa v'chiyasa nevala b'Yisrael. Pshita again, nevala, right? Nevala. What else is nevala? That's what it says in the Torah. So ma the tema kulei haylo pakar nafshei kamash balan. Oh, you might not have said he went so far. Kamash balan, he did these terrible acts. Ravina Amar, Ravina says no. He didn't literally live with an Aram Arasa. Dineha can Aram Arasa. Dibiskila. It means he had the halacha of an Aram Arasa. Right? Nevala means he got the punishment of living with an Aram Arasa, which meant skila. Amalei Reish Galusa l'Rafuna. Reish Galusa says, 1 minute. Ksiv, Vayikach Yehoshua es Achan ben Zerach. Vyesa Kesev es Vader ves Lashon Azov es Banav es Benosav es Shor es Chamoro. Vyes Sonov es Alu es Kala Shalo. Yeshua took Achan. And he took all of his property and all of his children and his oxen, his animals, took everything that was his. And he took it. He just said, what did his kids do? Why are his kids going to be punished? Oh, so Omer Lei, Ula Taimeich, Imhu Chata, Kol Yisrael Machatu. So even if you want to say that, that was just leading up to the next question. You're right, they knew, as it says on top. But so what? If he sinned, why did all B'nai Yisrael get punished? Dechsiv, Kol Yisrael Imo. Ella, and why? And Rashi is in, why, not only why were they punished, but why did Moshe bring them to see what was going to happen to Achan? Why were they all involved? Ella the Radosan was to teach them. This is what happens if somebody violates the Chayrim. Hachanami Kedela Radosan, just like it was to teach all of Klal Yisrael, it was also to teach the rest of them to see what was going to happen to in. Or the Marsha has a Girsa Lahar Osan, to show them, not just the Radosan. Good. Right, we know Achan Derech Agav is the source for one of the tefillos that we have in davening. Achan wrote, what did Achan write? Al Kei Nekaveh. Yeshua ben Nun wrote Aleinu, the first paragraph, and Achan, the Mesor is, wrote Al Kei Nekaveh, and he talks about Hakaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he's going to be killed, so that is one of the source that we say that he wrote Al Kei. He wrote Al Kei, that's the source for not saying Vi. Okay, Nekava. But he wrote out as he was going out to be killed that he would recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he davened for the day that all B'nai Yisrael will, all the world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. Vayisrafu osam ba'esh vayiskelu osam ba'avanim. They burned him and they stoned him. Batarti osam. He and his family. His family was punished too, yeah. For knowing. They knew about it directly. Wasn't just a nistaros, or maybe they should have, right, they knew about it, and they might have even taken part in it. They had it hiding in their house. Batarti, both? Sreifa and Skila, those are two different Mises Bezdin. Amaravina, Haroi L'Sreifa, L'Sreifa, Haroi L'Skila, no, whatever was fit to be burned, whatever part of his property was right to be burned, like Rashi says, the Kesef, the Zav, the Begadim, you can't stone gold. So you had the silver and the gold was melted down, and the Begadim were all burned. Haroi L'Skila, L'Skila, whatever was right for Skila, he and his oxen and his animals, and that was what was stoned. Ah, so why was he stoned? Says the Rambam. We'll get back to a line in Rashi in a second. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perak Yud Ches Pasuk Vav. We've quoted this Rambam in the past in the context of Ein Adam Mesam Asma Rasha. Says the Rambam, Gzeiras Hakasavu She'ein Mamisin Bezdin V'lo Malkin Sa'adam B'Hodoyas Piv. Bezdin is not allowed to punish a person based on his own admission. Right? Ein Adam Mesam Asma Rasha. A person comes to court and says, I was Mechal Shabbos. We don't put him to death. Somebody comes and says, I eat treif, whip me. They don't do that. Ela apishnei edim. Only by two witnesses. Vezeh sheharag Yehoshua Achan. So how did Yeshua kill Achan? Yeshua said, come on, admit. Okay, it came from the Ur Metumim, but still, it went on Achan, but then Achan admitted. When a witness is there, or maybe you'll say, Lo Bashamayim, it's Ur Metumim, right? He admitted himself. Why did Yeshua kill him? Vidavid Legera Maleki. In the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Beis, right, the Ner Maliki says, I killed Shaul. Got to work out the two different stories. The end of Shmuel Aleph seems to say that Shaul rolled over on his own sword. But again, assuming that the Ner Maliki said, he said, I killed him. How did David kill him? Right, it was another Mesas of Rasha. Behodayas PM, Harasha Yahaisa. It was Harasha. Oh, Din Malchus Haya. Or is Din Malchus? That's the Rambam. And then he says, Aval Sanhedrin can never do it except with real Edom. Why? And then he gives the Svara, Shem Minitra Fadaitu Badavar Zeh, maybe this guy's crazy and he wants to just be killed. He wants to be, Shem Min Ha'amela Mari Nefesh, Shem Achakim Lamus, Shem Tamij Tokin Charevos Bebitnam, and Washlichan Aslaman Alagagos. Right? So that's why we can't kill him, Bahudayas Pif. But the Rambam says, why was Achan and the Nera Maliki killed? They were killed because of Harasha or Din Malchus. So that is why they were killed. And look at Rashi. Rashi says right here, right after he says Haray Leskila, Hu Shorov Bemosav Viknas Hu Leradosa Zacherim. It was a knas. So does that mean was Rashi referring to the oxen and animals? That's the knas, or is Rashi also referring to the who? The first word of Rashi. So if it's also going on the who, maybe that's like the Rambam. It was a knas Leradosa Zacherim to teach others. It was Harasha. There is a Minchas Chinuch though also. The Minchas Chinuch says that we find elsewhere in the Rambam that when somebody is Morid B'Malchus, they're Chayiv Sayif. That's the Isra Morid B'Malchus. Umavur B'Rambam, De'ein L'Rashus L'Melech L'Harog Ela B'Sayif Bilvad. V'yosel Hafkir Mamon, V'hivivkir Mamon Arayza Gezel. So how did he do it here with outside? Why was here Skila? Normally it's Sayif. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Vida, a Yesod Gadol, in Hilchas Morid B'Malchus. And we had a little Morid B'Malchus, so we missed it. I think it was on, as it was one day last week. It was on, it was the day I missed last week, on Thursday. Discussed Morid B'Malchus a little bit, and where is it? Lamed Vav. Sorry, it wasn't Lamed Vav, it was last Shabbos. Lamed Vav, and the Tosfos was there on Lamed Vav and Aleph. Anyway, so the Gemara says, the Minchas Chinuch says, Vida, Dizeh, the Inlo Rishus Rak B'Sayif, Hainu Imhargu Bavur Kvod Atzmo. When do you have halacha of Morid B'Malchus only allowed to kill B'Sayif? If he's killing for his own coven. A king tells somebody to do something, he doesn't come, Yechai Misa. Right, according to the Pshatim that say that Batsheva's husband, Uriah, was Chayiv Misa because of Morid B'Malchus, he killed him with Sayif, he killed him at the front lines. He killed him in war, he killed B'Sayif. So that was if somebody doesn't listen to the king, so therefore he's Chayiv Misa, else Sayif. Shemarad bo, lo nitin lo tor, rishus rak b'sayif. Aval chazei kadas, l'kavod Hashem. So then that's anyway. This Achan, he wasn't just more of a malchus with Yeshua, had the din of a melech. He was more than Hashem. It's chil Hashem. Right? So therefore, that is any misa. Aval bishit din malchus, inu ala b'sayif, mikom akum, sham, lo haye b'taras meridas malchus, rak b'bnei kvot shemayim. Yish rishus l'melech l'harga b'chol davar, ke nire barur u pashut. Says the Menachas Chinuch. Yeshua added the melech. What's the source of Morid B'Malchus? The source is Yeshua Perak Aleph. Call Yeshua Yamar Espicha. Right, that's the whole source. It was the Anshehu, the Bnei Yisrael came to him. That's it. Anybody who doesn't listen to you, I don't have a Tanakh here, but Kol Eshet Yamer Spicha. That's the source of Mor B'Malchus, is Yeshua Perek Aleph. Okay. Continuing. Vayisrefu, we did that. Ve'ere b'shalal aderes shinar achas tova masayim shkolam kesef. Achas said, I saw these wonderful, beautiful items, and I couldn't stop myself. I had to take them. Rav Amar itzela demilsa. He had a beautiful coat. Ushmol Amar sarvela desriflo. It was a beautiful scarf. Vayatzikim lefnei Hashem. Amar Rabbi Nachman bought the chavtan lefnei Hamakom. What happened? He took it and he melted it down before Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman says he threw it down in front of Hashem. Omer Lefanev, and Yoshua says, Rabbanu Shalom al Elu Tehari Gruber Sal Sanhedrin, because of these items, the majority of the Sanhedrin were killed. What do you mean the majority of the Sanhedrin? Dechsev, Vayakum Ehem Anshei Ha'ai, Kishloshe V'Shlisha Ish. 36 men were killed, right? Remember what Yeshua didn't send too many men, because he thought, it would be nothing. After we did Yericho, this would be nothing. So like 36 men were killed. V'tanya Shloshim V'Shisha Mamish. Div Rebbe Yehuda, Yehuda says 36 actual men, and that's Rov Sanhedrin. Right, majority of the number of the Sanhedrin were killed. Right, 71. So 36. So Amalor Rebbechemia, Rebbechemia again argues with him. Rebbechosh Shloshim V'Shisha Avi. Was it really 36? Follow Lo Nemer Ella Kishloshim V'Shisha Ish. It says like 36 men. What do you mean like? What's the kuf? Kuf Ella is a Yair Ben Menashe Sheshakol Kineged Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. This is Yair Ben Menashe, the great tzaddik who was like, he was like 36 tzaddikim, and that's who was killed. Amr Rav Nachman Amar Rav, my dechsev tachanun emida berosh the usher yana azus. What is that pasuk referring to? Softly yedaber rosh. The poor lowly person will speak softly. The usher yana azus, and the usher, the rich person, will speak harshly. Tachanun emida berosh ze Moshe. The usher yana azus ze Yeshua. Moshe spoke softer, and Yeshua spoke harshly. Says the Yad Ramah. Asad litinas adin, somebody who insults Yeshua ben Nun. What is the Gemara talking about here? What does it mean then? But Yeshua ben Nun insulting him? No, we're not insulting him. Says the Yad Ramah, no, Moshe Rabbeinu already had nisim done for him. See, he wasn't sure how much schuyos of his he used up already. So that's why he spoke very softly. Yeshua ben Nun, he didn't have any nisim used up yet. Right? None of the nisim, shemesh begimel, don't mean nothing happened yet. So he was a little more comfortable with the schuyos that he had. So my time, why is this? Ilei memeshim dechsev. Where do you see that Yeshua ben Nun spoke harshly? Ilei memeshim dechsev vayatzikim lefnei Hashem. V'yamar of Nachman bavachata lefnei Hamakom. He threw it in front of Hashem, like we just said. Atu Pinchas lo avid achi. Pinchas also did it. He also demanded from Hashem. V'aksiv vayamot Pinchas vayipalel vateyatzer hamagefa. Right, the Magefa stopped. V'amar Rebbe Elazar, v'yispalel lo nemar, ela v'yipalel. What does that mean? Malamed she'asa pelilos imkonoi. He took Hashem to a din Torah, kavayachal. Bava chavtam l'vnei Hamakom. He threw it down in front of Hashem. Amar l'fon of Rebbeinu Shel Olam, al elu yiplu, esrim v'arba elef b'Yisrael. Because of these, 24,000 Jews will be killed. D'chsiv, v'yu ha'mesim ha'magefa, arba v'esrim alef. So he also was angry with God, so to speak. So it was Pinchas. What was unique about Yeshua? So this is what it meant. Is it because he complained after it happened? Why did you bring the Jews across the Yarden? Moshe Nami Meimir Amar. Moshe said something similar. Right. So Ella, what's unique? Mehacha v'luhal alnu v'neishev be'aver ha'Yarden. You know, if we're going to be just killed afterwards, it would have been better for us to stay there in Aver ha'Yarden. That's what the Gemara says. Yeshua ben Nun spoke. Azus to Hashem. Period. For Yom Hashem al Yeshua, Kumlach. Hashem says to Yeshua, come on, get up. What does that mean, get up? Dorash Rabbi Shila, Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalcha Kashem Yishalahem. Right? Yours is greater, is more difficult than them. What does that mean? Ani Amarti V'haya Ba'avrachem Asayardin Takimu. You slept more. I said to you, when you cross the Yarden, set up the stones. Right when you cross the Yarden. V'yatem richamtem samach mil, and you slept them 60 mil to Hargizim and Arevo. Right, did Hashem really not tell him? You got to analyze the psukim in the Torah and the psukim in Yeshua. We mentioned a couple of, what did we mention it? We mentioned the Malbim. Maybe it was at the end of, the parsha's here months ago, I don't remember which parsha, about what exactly was commanded by Yeshua, by Hashem, and what did Yeshua actually do in terms of setting up the stones. But the Gemara here says that he went a little farther, and therefore Hashem said he didn't have to. Basar Danafik, after Rabbi Shela gave the shiur and he left, Ukim Rav Amora Alei, Vidarsh Rav put him, turn him up, and he darshed. Kasher Shiva Shemes Moshe Avdo came to see Moshe as Yeshua. V'chinasa Yeshua lo heiser davar mikol Hashem Shiva Shemes Moshe. What are you talking about? Yeshua did every single thing that Hashem told him to do. He did. He said just like Moshe did every single thing. Yeshua did every single thing. Right. If you look in the fascinating. If you look in Perek Aleph of Sefer Yehoshua, Moshe is called Eved Hashem. It says after Moshe, Eved Hashem dies. What's an Eved Hashem? The Radak says there somebody uses every one of his faculties to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who reached the level of perfection. He's called. It says Kasher Meis Moshe Eved Hashem. Yeshua took over. If you look in Perek Chavdalon of Yeshua, in the last Perek of Yeshua, Yeshua is called Eved Hashem. So Yeshua, at the end of his Sefer, at the end of his life, he also reached the level of Eved Hashem. In Perek Aleph, Moshe is called Eved Hashem. And in the last Perek of Yeshua, in Chaf Dalet, he's also called Eved Hashem. Yeshua is called Eved Hashem. So that's Rav's question here. How could you say Yeshua did something wrong? Im kein matam alomar kum lach. Right, so how could you say, what does it mean, kum lach, get up, and you did something extra that Hashem did not command? So, Amalei ata garamta lahem. No, he's saying that you really caused these problems in a deep way. In a deep way, not that I told you to do something and you didn't listen, you did something different, but you just added on a whole concept that I didn't say a word about. V'hainu tekamar le ba'ai. This is what it's meant in Ayi. Yasisa la'ai ulamalka, kasher asisa l'yircha ulamalka. Yeshua commands B'nai Yisrael to do to Ayi and to its king just like it did to Yericho, meaning to leave it as a cherem. Hashem never told Yeshua to leave Yericho even as a cherem, and not to take from it. That was never commanded to Yeshua, and therefore the punishment for that was Achan took from the spoils he wasn't supposed to. But Yeshua made up that law, and that's why from Ai they were punished. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Akatakaramta lehem shalohaya lecha leesar alehem bizas Yericho." Right? They weren't supposed to. Yeshua shouldn't have asered. Who said they should have asered? Says the Marsha on this Gemara, on this Rashi. Let me find it. Says the Marsha, Atagaramta lohem. Pirsh Rashi shlohay lohem lesser bizas yiricho. Mashma shi Yoshua chidish inyin zeh. Especially that Yeshua came up with this chidish, don't take from the spoils. Says the Marsha, Vare Moshe asa kazos gimel pamim. V'yafas a little momi Moshe. I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu did this tap 5 times. Every time they conquered somebody in Eivar Yardei, Moshe said, don't take from the spoils, don't take from the spoils. So what do you, why was Yeshua doing something wrong? Says the Marsha, V'ein makom l'kush yaso. Why? De Moshe v'adei asa yafeh, shelo anshu yeh shekol Yisrael alzeh. Moshe, before they came across the Yardei, there was no concept of Arevus yet. So therefore, everybody worry about themselves. And if one person takes from it, not everybody's going to be punished. So therefore, it was fine to not take. Im yavar ada echad mehem lehanos min acherim, adayin lo neshe Yisrael al nestaros. According to Yehuda ben Chavi, Abba Yoshua, times have changed. You think it's the same exact situation, Yoshua? It's not the same. Says the Marsha, you can't always do exactly everything your Rebbe wants to do, because sometimes the situation has changed. Rav Schechter in the Hakdama to his Sefer, Bikvei Atzon, gave a drasha about this a couple of months ago. He says the same idea from other examples. Yitzchak Avinu, what does Rashi quote in Breishis? Yitzchak Avinu wanted to go down to Mitzrayim. He was on his way down. He gets to Beersheba. What does Hashem tell him? No, you can't go down. But my father went down to Mitzrayim. I want to go down to Mitzrayim, says Yitzchak. Yeah, but your father wasn't an Olat Tmima. You're an Olat Tmima. You were on the Akedah. Meaning Yitzchak thought, hey, it's what my father did. I'm going to do it. I have to do the same exact thing. The answer is no. And we've just quoted the Rav of Soloveitchik, who said that what is happening here, the job of every Rav of every generation, of every leader, is to be a Machadesh, but not to be a Mishana. That was his lashon. We have to take the Torah and apply it to all the different and new situations that we have in life. We have to be Machadesh. But we can't be Mishana. We can't change basic principles that would create a shinui from the previous generation. We have to take those principles and apply them. It doesn't mean we're not allowed to maybe act exactly like them. That was the problem with Yoshua. That was the problem with Yitzchak Avinu. We have to be Mechadesh and not be Mishana. He says that's the pshat of the Medrash, the beginning of Dvarim Rabbah in Perek Yudah, not beginning, in Perek Yudah, beginning of Parshas Zos HaBracha, where it says that Avram blessed Yitzchak, and Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, and Yaakov blessed Moshe. They all learned from the previous brachas that were given. The last word of the previous bracha, that's the one that was said by the later person. Avram gave a bracha to Yitzchak, kol asher lo Yitzchak. So when Yitzchak gave Yaakov, he said, V'yitein lecha ha'elokim. And he used the same word, the Yitain. Yitzchak got up to bless Yaakov. Mimachem shepasak Abba, mishamani maschil. He used the Yitain. I'm going to use the Yitain. Yitain l'cho ha'elokim. Yitzchak said, Vayikra Yitzchak as Yaakov. So Yaakov says, Vayikra Yaakov. Yaakov says, Vizos asher dibra lahem avihem. So Moshe says, Vizos abracha. Now so that's the word that is used. Meaning they all connect, says Rav Shechter. They don't say the exact same bracha their father said, but they connect to the end of it. Meaning, it has to be a connection. It has to be a hemshich of the Mesorah. Not to copy what my grandparents did, but to continue what my grandparents did. And that's what we have to try to do. We have to be a hemshich of the previous generation. And finally, he quotes the Medrash in Tanit Ve'elio Zuta, Kol Adam Chayev Lomer La'atzmo, Masa Yagiu Ma'asai La'masi Avosai. What does Yagiu mean? My actions have to touch, from the Lashon of Nagiyah, my forefathers' actions. It can't always copy them, but I have to at least touch them. I have to be a hemshech. I have to be, take the Torah and be mechadish. And what does the Torah have to say about technology? But not to be mishana one iota of any halachic principle. Good. Continuing. But here, it's a mefurish marsha. You have to go further than the marsha. The marsha right here says this idea. When Yeshua was in Yericho and he lifted up his eyes and saw Vayomer, Lo ki ani sar tzva Hashem ata basi. Right, he meets a malach. Remember the story? He meets a malach in Parakei, and he says, are you on our side? Are you on the other side? You on the dark side? He says, no, I'm a angel of God. Sar tzva Hashem ata basi. Vayipol Yeshua panav, ar tzva yishtacha. And Yeshua bows down. Says the Gemara, Hechi Avet Hachi Vamar Rabbi Yochanan Asal Aladam Shitin Shalom Lachaver Balayla. What do you mean? A person cannot give shalom to his friend at night. Chai Shinon Shema Shedhu. Maybe he's a shade. Maybe he's a demon. You can't give Shem Hashem. You can't say Shem Hashem to a shade. He might be a shade. This is what I meant, what I wanted to say before. I forgot. The Meiri. So the Meiri says, why can't you give Shem Hashem shalom to a shade? I give shalom to a shade because a shade is like an apikaris. He doesn't believe in anything. He's like a demon, and therefore you're going to say Shem Hashem to them. Shalom aleichem. Ov the alilim bezovchei l'seirim v'lashedim v'kayotzei be'elu roi lana shalol hischaber imoim kol kach b'divrei chiba v'ahavam v'chol shanatzrichim l'tein lehem shalom en roi lahaskul lehem echad mishpoza shalak harish baruch hu v'hechnaz kireo yizbarach l'bisha kofar mitziuso o machish yecholto mesalik hashkachaso. How can you say Shem Hashem to somebody who doesn't believe it? You can't say that. I'm trying to spread Harbatz Hashem Hashem. You have to know who. You have to know people who wouldn't. So that's why the Meiri says we don't give shalom to a shade. So how do you give shalom at night to a shade? Shiny Hassam Dikamarli Ani Sar Tzvar Hashem Atabasi. No, he told him. He knew he wasn't a shade. He told him he was a Malach Hashem. Vidimay Mishak. Maybe he was lying. That was the point. He was making up a story. Gemiri Dilo Mafki Shem Shayin Lavatala. No. We have a Misora that a shade does not say Shem Hashem. The shade does have some Yerushamayim. He wouldn't say Shem Hashem for nothing, and therefore we could trust that it was not a shade. Tosfos here on the bottom says this is only in the fields and the mountains where people do not usually frequent themselves. That's why you can't give Shem Hashem greet somebody. If you see somebody at night and you don't see his face, you can say Shalom Aleichem at night, right, in the city where people frequent, right? And therefore this might also be one of the halachas that change when one has electricity. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, judging at night might change, right, because we have electricity, but there might be different halachas of changing at night. How did Yehoshua bow down to a malach? Says the Ran in his Rasha, we never find anywhere in Tanakh that somebody bows down to a malach. How did he bow down to a malach? You're allowed to bow down to a malach? Says the Ran in his Drush Dalid, Tema Gadol, what? Ani sar tzva Hashem. He's not Hashem. Right, you let him bow down to a malach? Says the Rav. Who menat tema? Echa yemutu zel Yeshua. Sharek sib hashemayim imal. V'yomer Rabbi Seinu. The Rabbis malachei shabris. Ve'in safek shekamosha also lizboach v'liktar bilti l'Hashem levado. Kin also lishtachavos. Ve'in emotzi b'chol mako mishi ishtachav la malach ella Bilam. Shelohaya michlalenu shekasibov v'yikav ishtachav la'apav. It's the only one. Aval Yaakov ra malach lo shtachav lo v'chein David v'chein matzina b'Daniel v'yimkein eichur sheyoshua l'shachvos l'malach anirei lov. How do you bow down? So he says, fascinating. Ella, says the Ran, in Jerush Revi'i, Oso ha-malach shenira el Yoshua, hu ha-malach shehuftechu. This is the malach. Yeshua knew who this malach was. Who is this malach? Remember back in Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm sending a malach for you. Forget, Hashem's not going up with you anymore. I'm sending a malach. Yini anochi shaleach malach. Ella, what happened? Everybody saw crying and crying and crying. So Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel v'gzeira. Bito zeh kol yimei chayav. Shlo hayu min hagim ela yidei Hashem yisbarach levado. But after Moshe died, the malach came back. The malach that Hashem said, Yini anochi shaleach malach. And what does it say? We have the Shmi Bekirbo. We had that a few last week, right? Why did Shmi Bekirbo? So he says, this is a special malach. Matatron, whoever it was, but it was a special malach. So Yeshua ben Nun recognized that malach. It was the malach that was supposed to lead them, and was that special malach, and that's why. Moshe Chazar Oso Asalam Tomo, and therefore, obviously, he wasn't ovate him. Chas v'shalom, that's about a zara. But he gave him the kavod, because Hashem told him to give him the kavod. Hashem told Klal Yisrael, this is the malach that's going to lead you. Shmi Bekirbo, Ra Shehumin Aroi, L'shtachavos Lo, L'malach, M'shtachav, L'Hashem Yisbarach, the Asa Kain. Not to serve him, Chas v'shalom, but at least to give him certain kavod. Okay. Omer Lei, continuing on Amid Beis on top. So the Malach says Emesh Bitaldam Tamid Shabbat Arbayim. So Yeshua's on the battlefield. He's about to fight Yericho. So he says, yesterday you didn't bring the Tamid. You're busy. You're busy with fighting a war. But he says to Yeshua Ben Nun, you did two things wrong. You didn't bring the carbon Tamid. V'yachshav Bitaltem Talmud Torah. And now you didn't give a shear tonight. So you're on the battlefield. You should give a shear. Aleza man bus. So which one? Yeshua Ben Nun says, okay, which other are you here for? Which one are you, which one am I really held accountable for? I'm a leah tabasi, right now, bitl Torah. Miyad, vayolan Yeshua balayla hu betocha emek. It says Yeshua, lay down in the emek, in the valley, v'am rabbi yochanan malamed shalon ba'omka shel halacha. Rav Asher Weiss says, unbelievable Musar. He's on the battlefield the night before fighting Yericho, and there's bitl Torah. Bitl Torah, Hashem says, come on. We have trouble because there's a noise outside. We can't sit and learn. Right. He's on the battlefield. Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah. Bittul Torah. Amr Shomar Unya Mishveda Rav Godol Talmud Torah Yotam Yakrav is Temidim. What do you see? Talmud Torah is greater than bringing a carbon. Shenemar Atabasi. Right. You see, he's more worried about the Bittul Torah than he is about bringing a carbon. Amr Leibayel Rav Dimi Hi Krab Ma Rav Bayuk Mikmisule. What is the following pasuk teach me? In Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, "Al Teitzi L'Rav Maher." Don't go to a battlefield quickly. Pen Matasa Bachrisa. What's going to be at the end? Bahachlim Oschareacha. When your friend embarrasses you and puts you to shame. Rivcha riv esreacha v'sod acher al tagel. Still, fight the battle with him, but don't reveal his secrets. Don't reveal his secrets. What does that mean? B'shash amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel. When Hashem told Yecheskel, Lechem Olam Yisrael, give this nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. Avicha ha'emori v'imcha chitis. Your father's an Emori. Rashi says, what does that mean? It's referring back to Terach. Referring back to Terach. V'imcha chitis. And your mother is a chitis. Your mother is a chitite. Amra. So a malach gets up and says, "Ruach pisko." Amra ruach piskonis of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A certain ruach said in front of Hashem. Who's his ruach? Rashi says it's Gavriel. The Gra says can't be. I don't know what the Gra says it is, but Rashi quotes Zemal ge Gavriel, and the Gra that goes a Gra Zeino. Okay. Either way, a certain spiritual force said to Hashem, "Ribono shel olam, im yavo Avram b'sara v'yamdu l'fanecha ata omer lahem umachlam osam." What kind of embarrassing insult is that? Tell Bnei Yisrael, your father is an Amorite. So rivcha rivas esreacha v'sod acher al tagel. Right? Don't quote the secrets. Right? Don't quote the secrets. You're fighting with somebody, and you all of a sudden you quote a something that nobody knows. Embarrassing. So no. So that's why you can't do that. So me islay reshusa kolei hai. Could a malach talk to God like that? Could a spiritual force talk to God like that? Where's it in? Yes. The Amar Biosi Rabbi Chanina. Shalosh Shemashishlo. He has three names. Pisukin, Itmin, Sigrin. Piskin, which is the one we just quoted. Sheposik Dvaram Klape Mala. There are certain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with certain, he created Malachim, that certain forces could defend Klal Yisrael. Right? Sanigoria, Kategoria. He created certain Malachim that could defend Klal Yisrael and could be against Klal Yisrael. Shapisuka, Shaposi Dram Klabi Mala. He could say things against Hashem. Itmin, Shaotim of Onesan Yisrael. He could close off the sins of the Jews. Sigrin, Kivet Shegosoger Shavina Poseach. He closes off the sins and nobody else opens them. Therefore, he's allowed to say that. And that's what we darshan that pasuk for. Weiter, hayaruch shuacha lo batsar. If you yaruch from the word aruch, from the word aruch, shulchan aruch. I had to get it in somewhere. Today is Rabbi Yosef Karo's yard site. Today's Rabbi Yosef Karo's yard. He died Yud Gimel Nisan, erev Pesach. Gimel Nisan in Svat. It's buried right next to Moshe Kadavera, right next to the Arizal. They're all buried in the same area, right there. The Arizal, Rabbi Yosef Karo. So aruch, he set the table for us for all of Jewish history. So yaruch. Right, Yaroch Shuacha Lo Batzar. Right, so if you set your screaming Lo Batzar without the Tzara, meaning before the Tzara, start screaming and davening. Amar Belazar La Olam Yaktim Adam Tefila Tzara. A person should always try to daven even before the Tzara comes. She'el Male Hiktim Avram Tefila Tzara. Had it not been for the fact that Avram davened before the Tzara, Bein Beit El Ovein Ai, the Mefarshim talk about which Tzara he was talking about, but Avram davened early, Lo Nishtayer Mirisha Yisrael Sarda Palit, Bnei Yisrael would not be left over. Not be left over, and therefore it's good that Avram davened early. Interesting, Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva. It's Chelek Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, 1700s. Chelek Aleph Simen Ches, where the Shvus Yaakov discusses somebody died on Shabbos. So the kfir wasn't taking place till after Shabbos. So the shaila was, is the avel, he's not an avel yet. He's not an onan yet. I mean, he's not Shabbos. Can he say kaddish? Does he say kaddish before the kfura? So the Shvus Yaakov says, it's a machlokas taz in the shach. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokas taz in the shach. Taz says yes, shach says no. But the Shvus Yaakov says, I think it's our Gemara. The Gemara says, you daven before the tzara. The tzara that causes why? What is the shach thought in life? The shach says, you know why you say kaddish? To save your father from Gehenim. You're not in Gehenim until after the kfura. That's the kfura. You don't start in Gehenim. You're not punished yet. Meanwhile, you just held in abeyance right before the kfura until so you don't go to Gehenim yet. So you can't daven yet. Says the Shvus Yaakov. You daven before the tzara. La olam yaktim adam tefila tzara. So you can say ready to say kaddish. Ready to say kaddish on the Shabbos. Go to our Gemara. Chelek alaf simen ches. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Kolama Amit Atmo Bitfila Milamata Ein Lotzara Milamala. Whoever strengthens himself in Tfila from below, he doesn't have any tsaras milamata. Davin below, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away all tsaras above. Rav Yochanan Amar, La Olam Yavakish Adam Rachamim. A person should always ask for Rachmanis Shiyahu Hakol Ma'amtsinis Kocho. That everybody helps strengthen him. He should daven that everyone strengthens him, va'al yusar milamala, and there won't be tsaris milamala. Who's everybody? So the Meiri says, other people. Other people. You should ask for rachamim, and other people will join you and also ask for rachamim. Says the Rashi, it says Rashi here, very famous Rashi, famous in a certain context. What does that mean? She hakol ma'amtsin is kocho? Rashi says, right here on the right side, she yisayuhu malachai hashares, levakish rachamim. So the angels help ask for mercy. This Rashi is the source in Shas, one of the two sources in Shas maybe, for the major sugi that we discussed last year of davening to Malachim. Slichas, machnisei rachamim, machnisu dimaseinu fnei bala rachamim. Right? Midas harachamim, aleinu is galgali. We say it in Ne'ilah, we say it in Slichas. All of that comes from this Rashi. There are many, many that are against. How can you say, how can you daven to Malachim? The Maharal is charif. Right, don't say machnisei rachamim, and many others say you can't say that slicha. But the ones that do say it, say look at this Rashi. Rashi seems to say that you could daven to the malachim, right? Daven to the malachim, ivakish adam rachamim, ask for rachamim that they daven for you. She says you a malachim rachamim. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, it's a balance. The Chassam Sofer writes that he took a very long time to say tachlin at the end of slichas, so nobody would notice. That he wasn't saying Machlisei Rachamim at the end. Right? So what do you see from that story? A, you see that he was the Chassam Sofer. If you thought he was wrong, he could have been Mevatalit. But he didn't want to be Mevatalit in Yisrael. But on the other hand, he didn't say it himself. But he didn't want to tell people they were wrong. So he just said a long, long Tachlin. And in that way, he was able to cover it up. Okay? One more minute. Yeah?
What's his pshat?
She'ekol ma'abzes kocha. He'll give us like the Meiri. I'll give us like the Meiri. That it's talking about other people. Other people. You're davening to Hashem, and other people will see you davening to Hashem, and therefore it would be a good. We're having a minion here if you need, but, down already. Okay. Minayin shekibel lo viduyo v'chulu. Tana rabbana, minayin shekibel lo viduyo. How do we know that the vidui of Achan helped him get a kapar? Shnei rabbi yomar lo Yoshua. Ma achar tonu yarcho Hashem hayom hazeh. Hayom hazeh ata ochor v'yata achor lo mabah. You're sullied today in olam hazeh, but not in olam habah. V'ksev v'b'nezerach zimri v'eson v'heman v'chalk v'adarda kulam chamisha. They're all five. Right, it says in Divrei Hayamim, my kulam chamisha in olam haba. They're all going to olam haba. Even Achan, even the son of Zerach Achan. Ksiv Zimri v'ksiv Achan. It says Zimri and Achan. Rav Shmuel Chanamar Achan Shemo. V'lam nikra Shemo Zimri. Sha'asa Ma'isa Zimri. Some say his name was Achan, but he did a Ma'isa Zimri. Right, he was born Aram Rasa, as we said on Amar Aleph. V'charamar Zimri Shemo. V'lam nikra Shemo Achan. She'ichein Avanosein Shal Yisrael. But really, he was called Achan because he sullied the sins of Israel, meaning he caused them all of these sorrows. You know what? Let's do one more, because nobody's here yet. Nobody, meaning we don't have a minion yet. Right. Emedio de la Hisvados. Right. Emedio de la Hisvados. That's what the, Rabbi Huda Omer Lanakos Atzman. Rabbi Huda says, at the end of the Yervida, a person could say, somebody's being put to death could say, I didn't really do it. I didn't do it. I'm still innocent. So Rabbi Huda says that. The one sheet says it. The other sheet says, how can we let them do that? How can we let them do that? Right, it's being mosi laz on the dayanim, on the edim. V'inakvatzman k'dei lohotzi shlos lohotzi laz abati dinim al edim. Right, you don't want to be mosi laz al bati dinim and edim. Tana rabbanan finishing. Ma'isav adam echad sheyatzol liharig, a person was going out to be killed. Omer mish bi avon zeh, if I have this sin, lotei mitasi kapara l'chol avon asai. My misa should not be a kapara. V'im ein bi avon zeh, and if I don't have this sin, tei mitasi kapara l'chol avon asai. Then it should be a kapara, a bezin, v'chol Yisrael, menukin, v'ha eight, and all the Jews that kill me, it's not their fault. V'ha edim, lo teila mechila la'olam. But the witnesses, forget it. U'kishashamu chachamim medavar, and the chachamim say, what are we supposed to do? Amru, they said, lach, zero yefshah, shefran egzer egzera. We can't bring him back, because it was ready, that we already had a gvar din. Yeharig, kill him, v'yekola tali b'tzavar edim, pshita. Of course, kol kamine, what, somebody has the power to say, it wasn't me, I'm innocent. What, that we would retract the din for that? So, lo tzricha da kahadri behu sadi. No, the edim themselves retracted. We mentioned this a few weeks ago, an amazing halacha. The witnesses say we made it up, they cannot take it back. Says the Gemara, that's also obvious. The chihadri behu mayhavi, kivin shigit shuvin echazur magid. Rezid lo tzricha da avakab dekol yavi taimil mosayo. Even if they give an excuse, even if they give an excuse why they lied previously, like the story Dabai Machsia, what's that story? This is this 40-line Rashi that feel free to do sometime today, if you have any time on Erev Erev Pesach, to the story there also, there is an excuse. But we'll start tomorrow with the sugya of Kivet Shehigat Shuvah Nechozu Magid, and the Altar Recha Kamochon comes up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow's daf is at 6:30. 6:30 tomorrow, is daf, we'll do it here again, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll figure out exactly when the daf mar on Chol HaMoed, which days. Okay, but tomorrow there'll be a daf, and Be'ez Hashem, for sure, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday and Sunday, I'm not sure, but Wednesday, which is second day, Yontif, Chutz Laretz, you can listen to it afterwards, but Friday and Sunday, I'm going to be, might not be in a place where I could give the daf. Okay, anyway, let's continue.